In the Boston federal court trial of an Everett man charged with trying to help ISIS wage terror here in America, a key witness has emerged from the shadows. Text and online conversations between the witness and the defendant, David Wright, portray Wright as a jihadi wannabe. Prosecutors call their witness a confidential human source. The defense calls him a paid informant and a liar for profit. WBUR's David Boeri reports.
"What's your name?" Prosecutor Stephanie Sigmund asked the small 25-year-old with black hair, glasses, and a trim beard. "Yusef Ali," he answered. "But that's not true. That's an alias given in court to protect his real name, though the jurors weren't told. I did not want to testify. It puts my life at risk and my family at risk," Ali told the prosecutor. "They're all in Yemen, which is where the story begins. After a friend of Ali blew up himself and four South Korean tourists in 2009, the teenager volunteered to infiltrate Al-Qaeda as an undercover agent. In 2012, he came to school here in the States, to Wheaton College, to study computer science and German. By 2013, the FBI was recruiting him to gather online intelligence about homegrown American jihadis in the making. On the stand, he was pleasant, confident, and ingratiating. But if Ali had noble reasons for becoming an FBI cooperator, as he called it, he did not say so. Ali seemed more like an adventure seeker. I just wanted to see how it works," he testified about becoming an FBI informant. "I just wanted to experience it. What am I going to lose?" What Ali had to gain is crystal clear. He has gotten a rarely issued S visa, devised for those who assist law enforcement by informing. That gives him the chance to remain in the United States and to apply for green cards to bring his family over from Yemen. The FBI has also paid him $10,000, given him an iPhone, and help with housing. So, not surprisingly, the defense calls Ali a paid informant, while the government refers to him as a CHS, a confidential human source. Into the story comes David Wright, the defendant. When the FBI gave his name to Ali in 2013, the witness went fishing for him online. He hooked him on Facebook, where Wright expressed enthusiasm for ISIS and recommended videos and writings to the informant. As they get more involved, Wright points Ali to a more secure network with encryption. Ali testified he copied their writing down to the T. In April 2015, Wright says, "Allah inspired in my heart another reality, and that is to wage war on these kuffar," meaning infidels, "in America." Ali projected earnest curiosity and told lies, asking Wright to pray for a non-existent cousin who went to Afghanistan to join the Mujahideen. "Do you think it is wrong to target civilians?" he writes. David Wright responds, quote, "There is no difference between a civilian in plain clothes and a soldier. One is firing the weapon, while the other is supporting the one who is firing the weapon. Are they the same? Absolutely." For the informant, working suspects like David Wright has become routine. He acknowledged playing pretend or would-be terrorists in 8 different cases. But on cross-examination, defense attorney Jessica Hedges exposed a potential trap door into which Ali's credibility might have fallen. After Ali testified, he met David Wright once in Boston's South Station in February or March of 2014, the defense honed in on later messages between the two men in which they expressed regrets they had never met. "Sir, don't you remember that?" Hedges pushed. "You said, 'I wish we would have met.' And when Wright wrote, 'I wish we will be able to meet in this life,' you didn't say, 'except for that one time we met in South Station.'" Ali denied that he was lying. On redirect, prosecutor Stephanie Sigmund tried to brace her witness up. "Did you meet with the defendant?" Sigmund asked. Emphatic answer, "Yes." Whether that's true is for the jurors to decide as they weigh one man's story interwoven with adventure-seeking, danger, self-interest, and real terror. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.